Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia, Pei Dalet, Baba Metzia 84a, pagination is 167. Starting from the Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan, which can be found counting up from the medium wide, about 10 lines, we're told that Rabbi Yochanan was an extremely handsome person, besides being an enormous Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yochanan ava ozo v'yosev ashari tevila. Rabbi Yochanan went and he sat by the gates of the mikvah. So, presumably he was not looking up, he was learning, but his intent over here was, Amar, he said, kisalkom benos Yisrael mitvilas mitzvah, when the daughters of Israel come up from going to mikvah, Lifag ubi, let them encounter me, ki hechid lahava luhu bni, so that they will have son Shapiri Kavosi, handsome as I am, Gemiri Oraisa Kavosi, who know Torah like I do. So, step one over here is we have to understand that anivus, humility, which is a good quality, does not mean that we don't understand who we are. Rabbi Yochanan understood who he was, and on the contrary, he takes a step forward because of his responsibility, his opportunity that he can influence the world in a positive way. The second concept over here, as the Marsha points out, is that we see, for example, from Yaakov, that what people think about, or in Yaakov's case, what animals think about at the time of conception impacts the child. And therefore, if they're thinking about a Rabbi Yochanan, certainly not in a personal sense, but in a conceptual sense, what he stands for, they can be zocha to very special children. Amru le Rabbanon, the Gemara continues, the rabbis asked Rabbi Yochanan, lo mistifi mar me'ena bisha, aren't you worried about an ayin hara, translated as an evil eye, that people will look at you and feel that you're flaunting your handsomeness and your Torah, and you're putting yourself up on a pedestal, and therefore you're going to have some critical negative energy against you. Omaluhu, he answered, Ano mizara di Yosef ko asino. I come from the children of Yosef, de lo shalta be'en abisha, that the evil eye, the ayin hara, does not affect us. And the Gemara proceeds to explain from the psukim how it's like that. Ole ayin, they're above the eye, or v'yidgu larov bekerav ha'aretz, just like fish are hidden. So Yosef's children also are blessed that there's no ayin hara, there's no critical gazing against them. The Michtav Me'iliyahu explains how Yosef and his descendants managed to overcome this negative force of gazing, of ayin hara. He says that a person who does good to others abundantly is protected because people see them as benevolence, that whatever they have, they're giving over to others. The more they have, in this case, the more handsome he'll be, the greater a Talmud Chacham he'll be, the more it will impact, in a positive sense, the people that he's looking to try to benefit. And clearly you see from this give and take on the topic that Rabbi Yochanan's intention, as we would well expect, was totally pure. It was totally looking how to benefit others in a way that was possible. Continuing from the middle line in the medium wides, Yom Achad, one day, Havakasochi Rabbi Yochanan Beyardana, Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the river. Chazi Reish Lakish saw him and engages him. Shavar LeYardana Basrei, shows his strength by leaping to Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps because he recognized him, or somehow he knew to give a bracha, to make a statement, basically a beckoning call to Reish Lakish, who at that time was a highway robber. He said, Chelach le'oraisa, may your strength be for Torah. And he was essentially inviting Reish Lakish back to the yeshiva. Omale, Reish Lakish responded, Shufrach lenoshi, your beauty, your handsomeness, should be for women. You have a commodity that's really wow. Omale and Rabbi Yechanan responded, Ihadras boch, if you do tshuva and you come back to the Beis Medrash, Yahivna loch achosi d'shapira minoi, I'll get you my sister as a wife, and she's even more beautiful than I am. Now, there's a lot in this simple line in the Gemara. Besides the dialogue between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, where Rabbi Yechanan is calling out to him, your strength, Reish Lakish was very strong, your strength should be channeled for Torah, and Reish Lakish is responding from his vantage point of the highway robber. He says, your beauty should be for women. Besides that, there is this ongoing contrast in a person, any person, how to channel their energy. One approach is chelach le'oraisa, I'm putting my strength towards Torah. And the other is, what's the value system? There's a value system of the boy-girl energy. And they're saying, shufrach lenoshi, it's all about how pretty, handsome, how much beauty there is, how savvy you are with the other gender. My Rebbe in ninth grade used to say, the ninth grade thinks that they discovered girls. And it's a distraction. And the expression of Rabbi Yechanan is chelach le'oraisa, stick to Torah. Focus on Torah. Don't get distracted. In fact, it's a pasuk in Mishle. The pasuk, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Gimel, tells us, al titein la'noshim chelecho. Don't give to women your strength. Women have their place, a very lofty place, a special place in Torah, in mitzvahs. But chelach le'oraisa, it should all be channeled through Torah. So Rabbi Yechanan makes this offer to Reish Lakish, and Kabbal Alei, Reish Lakish accepted. And interestingly, the Gemara says, Boy Lemahada, Reish Lakish wanted to leap back the same place, I guess, to finish up his business before he came to the yeshiva, La'suyemone, to get his clothing, to get his items, V'lomotzi hoder, and he realized that he wasn't able to jump back. And as Rashi tells us, that's because Mishekibel alav ol Torah toshash kocho, as soon as he accepted the yoke of Torah, his physical energy was already diminished. It's channeled in a spiritual sense. It's channeled chelach le'oraisa, and physically he was already not able to do the same things that he was able to do before. Indeed, Reish Lakish married the sister of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish were chavrusas, and eventually Reish Lakish died. The Gemara tells us six lines up, Havakometzta Rabbi Yechanan Basrei Tuva. Rabbi Yechanan was very pained by the loss of Reish Lakish. Amru Rabbanon, the rabbi said, Man leze leisve ledaite, who can we send in to put an ease on Rabbi Yechanan's pain by the loss of Reish Lakish, his chavrusa? Nezu Rabbi Loza ben Pedos, the mechada din shemaitse. Let's send Rabbi Loza ben Pedos because he's really sharp. Ozel Yosef Kamei, so he sat in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Komils dava omer Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever Rabbi Yechanan said something, omer le, tanya demesayei aloch, I have a proof to what you're saying. Omar, Rabbi Yechanan said, Kihava amino milsa, when I used to say something to Reish Lakish, Hava mikshili esen va'arba kushyosa. He would ask me 24 questions. Umefarikna le esen va'arba peruke. Umemelo rav chashmaito. And through that, the Torah became clear. Va'at amra tanya de mesayeyeloch. And the best you can do is bring me a proof to what I'm saying. Otu lo yadana de shapiko amino. You think I didn't know that I was saying good? I crave that critical eye of Reish Lakish. And so, Avaka Oza Vikora Ma'ane, he was going and tearing his clothing, Vikabachi, and crying. V'omar, he said, Heichat Bar Lakisha, Heichat Bar Lakisha. He was very pained that Reish Lakish was no longer his Chavrusa in this critical but building fashion. The Marsha says, because the accomplishment of that critical analysis, as Rabbi Yechanan says here in the Gemara, was like a teacher to him. And therefore he viewed Reish Lakish's loss like the loss of a teacher of a Rebbe. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.